This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 14th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA said early this morning there's a 70% chance of favorable weather this afternoon for the final launch before retirement of the Space Shuttle Atlantis. Technicians from NASA Langley will be part of a special display at this weekend's Mid-Atlantic Fly-In and Sport Aviation Convention. U.S. Airlines will challenge a new federal labor law that makes it easier for unions to organize. The first General Electric Gen X engines on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner were fired up on Monday. Boeing's customers can choose between Gen X engines or the Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 when they buy their 787s. The FAA has revised an airworthiness bulletin affecting Cessna Skymasters, recommending detailed wing inspections and warning against multiple STC'd wing mods that may not be compatible. The FAA safety team has published an advisory about the hazards of meteorological towers that are often erected quickly and can be in place for months or years. The Aeronautical Repair Station Association says the aerospace maintenance industry employs over 274,000 workers in the U.S. and contributes $39 billion a year to the economy. The new Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport is set to begin operations on Sunday, May 23rd. Philadelphia International Airport expects to have $5.2 billion to spend on expansion projects over the next 15 years. And as if losing your baggage isn't bad enough, Delta Airlines has also lost Paco, a Jack Russell Terrier mix, who should have been on a flight from Mexico City to Detroit. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Aspen Avionics CEO John Uzakai discusses what it takes to successfully adapt avionics to helicopters and Aspen's future in that segment. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.